At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Hope you had a good weekend. Lot to recap. Hall of Fame weekend. Say goodbye to the Olympics, but we'll say hello to the Olympics a little sooner than normal, because in 3 years, we're going to be in Paris for the Summer Olympics. After the United States beat France in men's basketball, the gold medal game, they celebrated, but it didn't have that feeling of the thrill of victory. It was more the relief of victory. And afterwards, Greg Popovich said he couldn't wait to go back to his hotel and just have a glass of wine. He was in a tough spot because this is a roster that was disrupted by COVID, and the team got better throughout the games. They were far more interesting when they were struggling. But the rest of the world is catching up. Now, if the United States took its best players, every great player, then it wouldn't be close. The United States, if everybody played, if Steph Curry was there, if LeBron was there, I mean, run down the list of everybody. And I applaud Kevin Durant for wanting to play, because coming off the Achilles surgery this season, the disappointment of how that season ended with his foot on the line for that three-pointer, but he wanted to go play, and I think that's wonderful. There's a bit of fatigue, I think, with the pro model, it feels like, for our team. I don't want to go back to the college kids playing, because then all of a sudden we're going to, you know, we're going to be going, what's wrong with basketball? You know, the kids aren't playing. They're not staying in college where you're getting a seasoned college basketball player. You got everybody who's one and done. Like, we expect the gold, we don't celebrate the gold. And, you know, maybe there's a new generation of basketball players who are going to come in. Kevin Durant was wonderful. This wasn't an exciting team. Aesthetically, you didn't tune in and go, boy, they're a lot of fun to watch. They weren't. But Team USA, I don't know what the roster is going to look like over the next 3 years, but the 2024 games will be here before you know it. And maybe you get Zion in there. You know, there's other players that you hope will be able to come in and be exciting. I thought that Zion or Julius Randle, not that Julius Randle is going to be a tune-in factor, but Kevin Love didn't deserve to be on the team in the first place. He wasn't in shape. He's not a great basketball player. And this is where you get younger players and put them in there. And I don't know, did Zion want to play? But if I have him there, I think there's a little bit more of a tune-in factor. And I think you also have to understand this. This is a TV show. And you want to be interesting. You want to be exciting. And if I'm NBC, who, you know, I'm the broadcast partner here. I want to have excitement here. I want to have the right basketball team there. I want to have these athletes that you're going to tune in to watch. I don't know how much say they have in that, but I would to Team USA, like, hey, let's get some exciting players in there. Kevin Durant's wonderful, but he's not exciting. Dame Lillard, he's wonderful and exciting. But, you know, is Jason Tatum tune-in factor? Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton? And the answer is no. But if Zion's there, then maybe you get a little bit more, and you might watch for a little longer. But that's, you have to factor that in as well. We expect them to win gold, but you want them to be exciting. You want them to be interesting. And they weren't this year. They were more interesting when they were losing to Nigeria and Australia. But Greg Popovich got the gold medal, and I don't know who the next coach of Team USA will be. Probably Steve Kerr, since he's the main assistant for Coach Pop. But in 3 years, what's that roster look like? What's the rest of the world look like, too, as far as their rosters? Yes, McLovin.
How about this idea? A 25 and under team or something like that, where you have the young stars, it'd be close. I don't know if that team could win, but would that make it a little more juice?
I don't know if I need to have it kind of tricked up here. I just think it's, you know, there's guys who are older who want to play. You know, Kevin Durant would not be on that team. You know, Draymond Green, not on that team. You know, there'd be very few guys who would be on that team. And just because you're younger doesn't make you better, more exciting. But I do think having certain players there, Ja Morant, you know, is he somebody that's going to be interesting to watch? It still felt like it was Luka. It was the tune-in guy. And, you know, they almost made it to the gold medal. But we got three more years to see what that roster looks like. But it felt like this was, you got to win the gold. And if you don't, it's going to be a big disappointment. But when you do win, it's no celebration. It's just like, yeah, you're supposed to. Yeah, Paul.
It's weird how different the product feels, Olympic basketball versus ours. Ours seems to be all free throws and drawing fouls and working the refs. There's no work in the refs in the Olympics. They're not listening. They don't talk. They don't engage. You almost wish it was like that in NBA style.
Yeah, well, they're trying to do that. I don't know how you incorporate that because you do have the stars that get calls here. But I don't think you could do – you could all of a sudden go, hey, by the way, we're going to call it differently now. Hey, you're not getting those calls anymore. Now, they're taking out of that you're initiating contact foul. But I don't know how they call that. Can I call a foul on Trae Young or James Harden for initiating, you know, contact? I wonder if they do that where they make it an offensive foul on somebody who's on offense trying to draw contact on the defensive player. All right, let's poll question today, McLovin.
Okay, in 5 years, what is Peyton Manning doing? He could be in the media, coaching, running an NFL team, or commissioner. And it's actually a pretty strong runaway, media.
Okay. I don't see him being the commissioner. It feels like he's sort of looking at what the media landscape is. What can I do? And he's been very successful in partnering with the mothership. But at what point does he do something that's even larger than that, where he develops something like Bill Simmons has done with The Ringer, where you have other shows and just the kind of the branches that filter out into other sports. And he's doing that with Peyton's Places, that he's got Big Poppy doing that for baseball. He's got quite a few people in different sports who were doing that. I sort of seeing him as if maybe a media giant. I don't see him as the commissioner. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, I just looked up Omaha Productions. They have like 15 athletes lined up to do Peyton's Places in some forms.
Yep.
And he's doing, you know, I think you mentioned that show, that Amazon show. Could that be a big deal where him and Eli are going to sit there as a second screen? I mean, that could really turn into something more.
Yeah, it feels like they're just practicing to take over for Monday Night Football. That's what it feels like. That, hey, we can have some fun over here. And because if you're ESPN, you're going to dilute Monday Night Football. I mean, you just are. I don't know how much you'll watch of Peyton and Eli and whoever the host is, but you're going to be curious. And this is already a team that, I mean, they've had so many different teams on Monday Night Football. And, you know, they went the more conservative route and didn't try to do anything fancy. It's like three-man booth, Steve Levy, play-by-play, Lewis Riddick, Brian Griese. Just do the game, call the game. Don't be, you know, don't try to do too much. There's no Boogermobile. You know, there's, you know, we're good. You know, we're good. And now you have Peyton and Eli in the on-deck circle there. Yeah, Paul.
Peyton's only 45, but I wonder if that being a media mogul will satisfy his competitive urges. Like, someday you want to compete. John Gruden had one of the prime jobs in all of sports and had to bail on it. You know, Bill Parcells went back. I know it's different because they're coaches, but Peyton Manning has his choice. I mean, they'll line up to make him the GM or the president or whatever.
Yeah, but I don't know if that kind of satisfies that competitive thirst. It's strange how, you know, these guys, when they're done, what do they find? Nothing replicates it. What can you do? You know, John Elway, okay, I'm a competitor and I'm the GM or president of the Broncos. All right. Or John Lynch, hey, I'm a Hall of Famer, I'm the GM of the 49ers. Is that enough that kind of quenches that thirst that you're going to have when you're done with football? Like, what's Tom Brady do when it's all said and done? Feels like he would want to build some kind of media conglomerate there. Because I don't know, I can't imagine that he would be coaching. I can't imagine that he would be broadcasting. But what is that next step there? Yeah, McLovin.
You can't see him in the booth, Tom?
No. It feels smaller for him. Like that. It feels like he wants to be in something bigger. Can he get into an ownership situation? You know, like LeBron. LeBron is a media giant. With it, you know, films and documentaries, TV shows, you know, podcasts. Those are things that are really important. But I don't know where we're going. It's moving so fast that, you know, what's terrestrial radio going to look like? What's network TV going to look like? Social media going to look like? Brady, it feels like, is taking advantage of everything right now. And if he's done in 3 or 4 years, then what is next for him? But it feels like being a media conglomerate, you know, that would probably interest him. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, it's like game shows. There's so many things. All these guys seem to be heading in the same trajectory. I mean, I think Brady's already got some form of media deal, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And Steph Curry has a media deal.
Yeah, same thing with Steph. Like, you know, I don't know if they'd look. They're probably, everybody should look, everybody probably has. They're looking at LeBron James because he was the first to give these athletes the chance for your own platform. I mean, if you go back to what he did with the decision, I mean, that's the first time you had a player who was saying, we want the TV time from ESPN. They got to pick the platform. They got to pick the host, where it was, everything. And that's because of LeBron James. Not everybody's like him, but there are athletes who will aspire to be able to, you know, push the buttons. And what LeBron did then, and then, you know, he's got the barbershop. You know, he's acting. And there's a lot of things here. And I think these athletes probably look at this and go, that's what I want to do. It's like Shaq. When Shaq does a commercial, Shaq wants a piece of the company. He doesn't want the money. He wants the piece of the company. Snoop Dogg, same thing. Hey, I want a piece of the company. I don't want to be a paid spokesperson. And I think you're starting to see a lot more of that. Yeah, Paul.
And if you look at it, you thought that Michael Jordan would have been the greatest of all time with this because he got that Nike deal. I think he makes $90 million a year just from Nike, and it goes up. It's never going to end. But the new generation is saying, we don't want to be employees. We want to employ. We want to be the guys who are running the business, not signing the shoe deal anymore.
Yeah, and you know, LeBron's got a $1 billion lifetime deal with Nike. And with that, you can do a lot of different things with a lot of different companies. Phone calls are always welcome on Monday, especially best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Really enjoyed the speeches. It's 6 minutes or less. I thought that it moved at a nice pace. Chris Berman as the host. And you got a lot of great memories in there. But if you've ever sat in the audience when some of these athletes go 30, 35 minutes, it's way too long. And it's really selfish because, you know, you're trying to do this for everybody who's there. And I'm going to guess 85% of the people in the audience don't want to hear you thanking everybody. you know, you can thank those people, thank them in a different way. But when you're up there for 30, 35 minutes, it's on deaf ears. Nobody cares. Here's Peyton Manning making fun of how long speeches usually go.
I want to give a special thanks to my old rival, Ray Lewis, for being here tonight. Ray just finished giving his speech that he started in 2018.
I like it. I like it. A little shot there. Here is Peyton talking about Tom Brady.
And speaking of rivals, my good friend Tom Brady is here tonight. By the time he is inducted... By the time Tom Brady is inducted in his first year of eligibility in the year 2035, he'll only have time to post his acceptance speech on his Instagram account.
All right. Yeah. By then, the speeches will be a minute long. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Eden.
You get the sense that Peyton was pretty salty about not being able to go as long as he wanted. Yep. How long do you think he would have gone if he had no time limit? I get the sense he was in for a marathon.
I think I'd put the over-under at 20 minutes. But I've been to Basketball Hall of Fame. You know, these speeches where you think people care about all of the, you know, the coaches, all the detail, you know, the minutia, and people don't. They're happy for you. You get up, you tell a couple of stories, you mention a couple of people, and then that's it. But you had so many speeches there. But I love the fact that you had the presenter that was taped. You knew exactly how long it was going to be. You also had to, when you wrote your speech, you had to let the Hall of Fame know how long your speech was. They put it on a prompter because you could see guys either reading off to the left or right or in front of them because you have a monitor there. But they want to know how long that speech is, and they want you to adhere to that. There was some ad-libbing there, but for the most part, you had to go as scripted because you had to be fair to everybody else. And it's a long day, long night, but there were some great moments there. Fun, fun weekend. Yeah, McLovin.
What I relate to is every time I've ever been to a graduation, it's always like 100 degrees and you're sitting there in the sun. Mm-hmm. I find those to be kind of unpleasant.
Yeah, but you got to wait for everybody's name to be called. And, you know, you have the commencement speaker as well. But yeah, I just did that this past summer where you're kind of sitting there going, this is going to be 2.5 hours at least. Yes, Todd.
The great stories, the motivational part of the speeches, that stuff is great. I can sit through that. It's when they start mentioning their peewee coach and people that no one's ever heard of, that we can't relate to at all, that they feel like they have to name because they have to give that person a shout out, but it does nothing for the general public.
Who would be the best at giving a speech among the Danettes, and who would give the worst speech, the longest one? Todd would give the longest.
Yeah, you might have to take him out of this.
Yeah.
It might be entertaining at times, but it would be rambling, and people would start rolling their eyes and going, is he going to stop anytime soon?
Yeah, yeah. Who would be the best at giving a speech? McLovin's good with the written word.
I like what Peyton Manning did. Get in and get out, I think, would be your advice to any of us,
yes,
right?
Yes. Always leave them wanting more. Half and then half, as I always tell Todd. And he never listens. Yeah, Paul.
McLovin's witty. He would take a few jabs that are light and fun and no one would get hurt too bad. Fritzy seems like he would never find his end point. He would need to have something on his sheet that says, and God bless my family and all the best. I'm proud to be in the Hall of Fame. But he would never get to that line.
Yeah, I would start if I was looking at your speech, Todd, I'd start at the bottom and then I would read up. I would want to see where are we going here because you don't always have a landing spot.
It's like a lot of those Saturday Night Live skits over the years.
Yeah.
It's like it's good and everything, and then it just kind of ends abruptly or they didn't know quite how to finish it up.
Seton would have a couple of pops in him probably and maybe take a shot or two at somebody. I could see that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, McLovin.
Seton might cry, too. He definitely. But Paulie would have a prop. He would show up with like a velour jacket and a Pabst Blue Ribbon and make a sort of character out of it.
In case my speech isn't that great, at least I got some material.
I just know Todd would go, wait, I thought it would be a different bust. That's not the bus that
I would probably say something inappropriate. Some would get a kick out of it. Some of the older folks and ladies may be uncomfortable with that.
Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. It's 18 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. There's no limit on how much you can earn. How amazing is that? In fact, even more amazing because all the places where Discover's accepted, 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. And that means when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. There's more to learn at discover.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Get some phone calls in here. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. As we reported exclusively last week, Lionel Messi was going to PSG. And it looks like Lionel Messi is on the verge of going to Paris Saint-Germain. And Lionel Messi, Paris Saint-Germain. Yeah. And that's a stacked team. PSG is stacked.
PSG is stacked.
Yes, they are. They got Mbappe.
Yep.
Yeah. The Hanson brothers did the great song. They did that song, the tribute to that soccer player, right? Mbappe. Yes, McLovin.
You breaking Messi to PSG is like when you said Jon Snow will survive in Game of Thrones. Remember, yeah. You were like, you came out there like Jon Snow's going to live.
Yeah, and I had never seen an episode. Still haven't seen a full episode of Game of Thrones. I'll get around to it eventually. I got too many other things I'm watching right now.
You don't need to.
No. I got Ted Lasso. That would have been great if they somehow could have incorporated in a Ted Lasso episode that they would be interested in signing Messi for the Richmond Dogs. That would have been fun. You know, hey, can we afford this guy? You know, this Messi guy? Why is he Messi? When's he going to clean up his act?
Somebody teach him some manners.
No, his name's Messi. Lionel Messi. Yeah, I hear this Messi guy. Yes, Paul.
It's funny how that entire show, which is just as popular as anything out there right now, started like a promotional campaign like 6 years ago for the Premier League.
Yeah. NBC just said, hey, the Jason Sudeikis, can you make up this fictitious coach who doesn't know anything about soccer? And then they did this promotional campaign, and all of a sudden it's like, nope, they're developing that into something really good. And it is. All right, more phone calls here. Let's see. Phil in New York. Hi, Phil. What's on your mind?
Hello, Dan. I pretty much agree with you. Everything you said about Peyton Manning and him not wanting to be encumbered by the burdens of the commissioner's office. When I heard Peyton's speech, it sounded more like a call to action to his fellow Hall of Famers. And I can't think of a group potentially more influential on the billionaire club known as the NFL in terms of pushing a football agenda. So my question, could Peyton have been pitching a lobbyist-type organization made up exclusively of Hall of Fame football players whose lone purpose would be to execute Peyton's agenda on the game of football, as mentioned in his speech?
I don't rule anything out. It feels like anything Peyton does is well thought out, calculated. I don't know. I'd have to ask him. Like, what is the message? Who were you sending the message to? What is the message that you wanted them to receive? Yeah, Paul.
And you know, any Hall of Fame organization, Peyton's president, Eli will have to be the vice president of the new organization.
Yeah. And Archie's got to be in there.
Yep. Emeritus.
Cooper's got to be in there as well. Yeah, I don't know. To spend one third of your speech on growing the game, what the game is, his commitment to the game, it just felt like there was a little bit more there, but won't know until somebody gets a chance to interview him. Kyle in Wisconsin. Hey, Kyle, what's on the mind?
How are you doing, Dan?
Hey, Kyle.
Similar question. I have to give credit to Dan Beyer for this because I heard him over the weekend talking about this on Fox Sports Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Why are Mike Shanahan and Mike Holmgren not in the Hall of Fame and Bill Cowher and Jimmy Johnson got inducted?
I'd have to look at the numbers there, but Mike Shanahan should be in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion. And I'd have to look at Holmgren's, his career in total. But, took Seattle to the Super Bowl as well. Yeah, McLovin.
That's a great question. It's really interesting. Is it because Cowher isn't there in the media and they have more visibility?
I don't think that hurts you. And also, it's the Steelers as well. Jimmy Johnson's the Cowboys. Mike Tomlin's going into the Hall of Fame. I mean, his career is almost mirroring Bill Cowher. And he's not slowing down. He's never had a losing season. It just feels like it's about the same kind of career. So Mike Tomlin, I'm guessing, is going to be a Hall of Famer there. Yeah, Paul.
Mike Shanahan retired from the NFL in 2013. So he's only been out of the league 7 years. Remember he had that little run 4 years with Washington? That could have delayed his Hall of Fame. He's only been eligible for 3 years.
We thought this was going to happen, and it looks like the Arizona Cardinals are the first to do it. The headline says, Arizona Cardinals become first NFL team to announce plans for retail sportsbook at the stadium. The sportsbook operator BetMGM announced a partnership today with the Cardinals, and they are building a retail sportsbook at the home of the Cardinals. That's a State Farm Stadium in Glendale. Arizona, Illinois, and the District of Columbia are among the places where professional sports venues are allowed to offer sports betting. Earlier this year, the Phoenix Suns, through their partnership with FanDuel, said they would be putting a retail sports book in their arena. The Chicago Cubs just did it. The Washington Wizards, the Capitals, and the Mystic, they opened a retail sports book in 2020. Wrigley was able to do this. They built a two-story sports book right there with Wrigley. Back in 2018, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against the NFL and struck down the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act of 1992. But since the ruling, 29 states and the District of Columbia have passed sports betting legislation. Yeah, we saw this happening where you could go to a game, you could go in, you could place a bet. You know, do you have an account there? Have to have ID. You know, you have to be 21 years of age, I'm going to guess. But you have a room where you're able to watch the game or games, and you can place a bet while you're at the arena or the stadium. And what the Cubs have done is it's attached to Wrigley Field, so this is accessible. You can get off the L, you can go down the steps, and you can go in there and watch the Cubs. If the Cubs are on the road, you can go into this two-story building. And this can be open every single day of the year. You could go in there if you can't get a ticket to a Cubs game or a Bears game. You just go in and you're able to watch. You can have some drinks and you could place a bet. But that's where we're headed. Once you're in the stadium, this is another reason they want to make sure that people continue to want to go to the stadium. Because obviously with what happened with COVID, but you also have the at-home experience is so good. And you want to make sure that what's another reason why we can get fans to go. I can have fans go. They can't even get into the game, maybe. And you have access to that. They're just looking for revenue streams. And it feels like this is the next one that's going to happen. Willie in Alabama. Hi, Willie. What's on your mind today?
And love the show. I have a question about the Olympics.
Right.
I'm 58 years old, and I've been watching the Olympics my whole life. But what I want to know is when did it change from being amateur in order to compete to being now professionals are competing in the Olympics, and why?
Well, and thanks for the phone call. 1992 is when, you know, they became professionals. They were truly professionals. But understand this. This isn't amateur athletics. That athletes get paid. You get sponsors. You get paid. If you win medals, you get a bonus. The government supporting this. So I know it's kind of under the amateur umbrella, but it's not. You know, you need a lot of money to have these sports, these teams sustainable. And you see that. You know, Michael Phelps going to the Olympics, he's a professional. Simone Biles, professional. Like, they're paid. And the endorsements that are there. Now, it's not everybody, and there are true amateurs here. But, yeah, I think we're long gone with that. Bill in Tampa. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danettes. Frequent caller. I got a question and then my best and the worst.
All right.
Can you work your magic to get Jim Plunkett in the Hall of Fame?
Well, when I saw Tom Flores go in, I did think about Jim because he won two Super Bowls.
The first thing I thought of.
Yeah, he just doesn't have the resume. And normally if you win two Super Bowls, it would be difficult to keep a quarterback out. And Jim's a great story, but he never made a Pro Bowl. He won two Super Bowls. He just was never great, but he was a good player, obviously great at Stanford. But he went to a bad team, you know, when he came in with the Patriots. But then, you know, he found some success when he was with the Raiders.
And at the Hall of Fame, I liked that they used the crawl for all the people that they wanted to thank. I thought that was brilliant.
Yes, yes.
Now, my best and my worst.
Yep.
The best... my Tampa Bay Rays opening up a 4-game lead on the Red Sox.
Right.
My worst, the New York Yankees another player tests for COVID, what is MLB going to do about this? This is getting ridiculous. It seems like every week it's somebody else.
Yeah, this is Anthony Rizzo came over from the Cubs, and he tested positive as well. The Kirk Cousins situation baffles me. That, you know, he kind of wanted to have a Pope-mobile where he was just, you know, protected by plexiglass. And, you know, he said, hey, I mean, famously said, hey, you know, if I die from it, I die from it. Like, you're the father of a couple of young children. You don't say, if I die from it, I die from it. And your employer is asking you, not forcing, but you're the quarterback. You know, like at some point, you got to look and say, do I want to play? Like, if you don't want to get vaccinated, then don't play. You have to give the money back. But, like, you know, you hear players saying, oh, I want more research. What more research do you want? What more is going to have you go, okay, now I'm going to get this vaccine? Now, you may not want to be told to get it, but the NFL is running a business. And now, if your team has to forfeit, then you lose paycheck. Everybody's business is endangered because of this. I mean, that's what it comes down to. This is a bottom line business. What if the Vikings said, you know what? We're not going to keep you. You know, we drafted Kellen Mond. We're going to have him come in. Or we're going to have you, but you just sit down. And then you go through all these COVID protocols every time you go to the stadium here and practice. But this is what's going to happen. Aaron in Minnesota. Hi, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. I would love to share with you my experience in Canton, Ohio this last weekend.
Oh, okay.
I had a wonderful experience. My son Corbin and I were visiting from Minneapolis. I'm actually still in Cleveland. But anyway, we were fortunate enough to be guests of Troy Polamalu, and it was just an amazing experience. We were invited to an exclusive after party at the Glenmore Country Club in Canton. And I have to tell you, the last man standing on the dance floor at 3 a.m. was one Bill Cowher.
All right.
Very impressive, very impressive. I got to take a picture with Phil Sims. Him and Boomer, Dan Marino, by the way, still run around like they're, you know, in playing shape. It was amazing to see them. So happy for Troy. The entire event in Canton is just so well done. Just lifelong memories for sure.
All right. Well, thank you, Aaron. Thank you with sharing that. Yeah, they embrace it. I mean, it's a big deal for Canton, Ohio. And if you get that opportunity, it's a great father-son or, you know, father-daughter just to go there and just kind of soak it all in. And the atmosphere is wonderful. You know, the game is secondary, but it's great that they still have a game there, the Hall of Fame game. Let me see. A couple more phone calls. Devin in Cincinnati. Hey, Devin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, 6'4", 245.
All righty.
Real quick, I think you want to clarify something. You said that they're the men's basketball team, the Olympic men's basketball team, you said they're more interesting when they're losing.
Yeah, when there's a struggle,
correct.
Yeah.
I think you did our boys wrong.
Why?
They went out, they got the gold. Is interesting the word you want to use when they're losing?
Yeah, the story is interesting. Nobody, we expect them to win, Devin. That's not rooting as much as it, if you're saying what's interesting and I can talk about and people are going to care, when you lost to Australia and you lost to Nigeria, yeah, that was more interesting. They won the gold medal. It's not. I don't find that interesting.
I think it creates a headline when they lose.
Yes, that's why I said for my job it's interesting. If they win the gold medal,
when we're watching the Reds lose, as you and I are both accustomed to, is that interesting to you?
No, I'm talking about doing a national audience here, Devin. I mean, the Reds aren't the favorites. I mean, if it was the Yankees or the Dodgers, then, yeah, it's more interesting. I'm doing a national show. You have to present things. Like, what are people interested in? Are they interested in the Reds losing? No. If Tom Brady throws four interceptions, or Tom Brady forgets that it's fourth down, Okay, that's interesting. If Tom Brady is, you know, winning and, you know, putting up good numbers, it's not as interesting. Because that's expected. That's all. I mean, Kevin Durant's wonderful. Okay, what else do you want? What else are you going to say? Hey, I'm glad he played for the U.S. team. Hey, I'm glad Popovich won a gold medal. Okay. But when were we talking about Team USA? When there was the possibility of them losing. So my job is about content. And that's where you go, boy, that's interesting. They lost to Nigeria. They lost to Australia. Okay. Is there something here? That's all. They won the gold. I'm not surprised they won the gold. But they didn't steamroll to the gold. Yeah, McLovin.
I think TV ratings had to be higher for the France game because it was so competitive. I mean, of course it's more interesting when it's competitive. Nobody, if there was a 30-point spread, I don't think people would have stayed up to watch on Friday night.
And it's not that I'm rooting against them. It's like when I said I would love to have seen Slovenia play Team USA for the gold. And I would have rooted for Slovenia from the standpoint of what the story would be. I mean, in the final minute, you know, would I hope that Team USA would win gold? Yeah. Maybe in overtime. But, you know, to have the story, Luka against Team USA, then that's interesting. But beating France? Yay. Yeah, Paul.
It's like the Kansas City Chiefs expected to be a Super Bowl team. If they start the season 0-3, that's the lead story. I don't want them to be 0-3. We don't want them to be 0-3. But, man, that's an interesting twist.
Yeah, if they start out 3-0, it's not like you're going, what do we want to talk about with the Kansas City Chiefs? If the Cowboys start out 3-0, that would be interesting. If they start out 0-3, that would be even more interesting. If the Jets started 3-0, if they start 0-3, not as interesting. If the Packers start 0-3, that's really interesting. 3-0, not as much. That's all. I don't root. I don't root for anybody. I mean, there is patriotism when it comes to the Olympics. I want the United States to do well, but I'm also rooting for a story. Take a break. More phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. We will give you ours when we come back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Don't miss the thrilling new season of Departure, a Peacock original drama. Binge the entire series from beginning. Catch all the new episodes streaming now only on Peacock. Sign up at peacocktv.com to get started. Make sure you pick up a bag of Penny's Bang Biscuits, gourmet biscuits made from scratch using healthy, all-natural ingredients. And 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales will be given back to hand-picked partners in the pet industry, available at danpatrick.com. We have a couple of tweets on Deshaun Watson. They're not consistent. John McClain, long-time columnist in Houston, says, now that Watson is back on the practice field after spending last week getting treatment for ankle and calf injuries, he's watching on the sidelines like he did most of the first week. Well, let me just start with that. How did he get injured if he's not practicing? His ankle and calf injury. John McClain then writes in another tweet, Watson will never play another down for the Texans. Well, then you have Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports NFL writer. The Texans have not given up on Deshaun Watson being their quarterback this year. They're not taking low ball offers. This is why they aren't being overly communicative with teams. Barring a strong offer, Texans brass will try to get him back into the fold before the season begins. Somebody is not right here, because John McClain says Watson will never play another down for the Texans. Whereas Charles Robinson, and I don't know who the sources are, obviously, but if both are inside with the Texans, that's interesting, because Charles Robinson said the Texans haven't ruled out Deshaun Watson being their starting quarterback. Yes, Paul.
While he's never, ever going to play again for the franchise, they're doing it. They're getting him ramped up for the season, which he will never, ever play in.
Something like that.
Right.
Best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'll start with you.
My best of the weekend, the Hall of Fame speeches, especially former Eagles wide receiver Harold Carmichael led things off, gave some love to Dick Vermeil and our friend Sal Pal, who lobbied for number 17 to get into the Hall. So I thought that was pretty cool. Worst of the weekend, the coach of Germany's modern pentathlon team got kicked out of the Tokyo Olympics, Sally, for punching a horse. Kim Raisner was caught on camera hitting the horse, urging rider Annika Schlue to really hit her mount after a wind jump during a key moment in Friday's competition.
It was crazy watching that. It, you know, the horse froze. The horse would not move, and the rider started crying. She was in tears. She went from first to 31st because the horse wouldn't budge. Yeah, see.
I think it's kind of BS the horse is getting blamed. Like, they don't credit the horse when you win. They're not like, hey, look how great the horse did on that. That's amazing.
Good point.
Look at the horse. Get that horse a gold medal. But now all of a sudden, oh, the horse won't jump over the thing. What do you want me to do?
I read a story on this that you get assigned a horse. It's not BYOH. You can't bring your own horse to Japan.
You get 20 minutes to warm up with your mount, And in the 20 minutes, you try to bond with the animal.
Sounds like jockey error to me.
So you've been practicing for 5 years on the horse back in Kentucky, and then you get over to Japan and you got to try out a new horse? Is that the policy?
I don't know. It is interesting that you're going, hey, here's your horse. It's like an arranged marriage. Like, here you go. Now go out and win a gold medal. Hey, hi. I'm birth sign's a Taurus. Yes, Todd.
Imagine if the horse is thinking, and I love playing that game about what animals are thinking. It's like, what's in it for me if you win gold, silver, bronze, you don't medal? Like, what's my motive? Why do I care about running and jumping over
these
things?
How often do you play the game of, I wonder what an animal
is thinking? I mentioned it once before on the show. I think I did a horse thing once before a while back on the show, but like, what's on the animal's mind? But like, why
you don't have any animals.
I don't, but I always like to think based on their facial expressions or their situation, how much do they realize this is for the Kentucky Derby or this is for a gold medal? Like, do they have any idea what's going on around them?
Yes, McClellan.
He's interested in the stud part. That's why Todd has been fascinated with this.
Yeah.
That is interesting, too.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Based off what Seton has said about the horse not getting credit, we should lobby that in the next Olympics, the horse in equestrian has to be on the podium as well during the Olympics.
100%.
You know, shuffle up there, get the little hooves up there. And
I like it.
Put some supports.
Yeah, how lucky is that rider to have such a great horse?
Yes, McClellan.
Did you guys put Secretariat as number 4 all-time athlete or something?
I didn't. My network did on Sports Century.
He's the only horse who's ever really gotten credit. Him and Seabiscuit are the only two horses.
Yeah. Oh, my God. People were, you know, athletes were so upset. They're like, I'm behind a horse. And I'm going, I don't blame me. I was the host of Sports Century. By the way, Bruce Springsteen's daughter got a silver medal in equestrian.
Oh, wait, she got it, not the horse?
Yeah, well, the team
right,
did.
Right.
The team, yes, Tom.
All right, yeah, we won.
Thank you, Todd. I don't care. Glory days. Throw that speedball by you.
Got a medal now. We got a silver, gold medal, silver medal now. All right.
More phone calls coming up. The rest of best and worst of the weekend from the Danettes. That's forthcoming. Yes, Todd.
After she put her kid to bed. Woohoo. Bring it home. Bring it home now. We're all going home now. Woohoo.
Shut up. One more item, second hour, and it's Level Select CBD Sports Creams, roll-ons, leader in CBD. You got some big names who use it. You got Ricky Fowler, Carson Palmer, spent 15 years in the NFL, 7 surgeries, and he told me he just wanted to enjoy his retirement, continue keeping up with his kids, and he decided to try the Level Select CBD Sports Cream. And you can do it before you work out, after you work out, and you feel an immediate difference there. The products are formulated with doctors containing high concentrations of CBD, so you do feel an immediate difference. It could be a 10-minute walk or you're running a 10K. Level Select can help provide the relief you need. Go to levelselectcbd.com right now. levelselectcbd.com. Use the promo code DAN40 for 40% off your entire order. That's right, 40% off your entire order. levelselectcbd.com. Promo code DAN40. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.